been an interesting couple of weeks. You know, just when you think things are quieting down and the Buffalo School Board got it interesting again. Kaleida had the contract for past 13 years and parents were getting a little concerned that they were going to lose their longtime nurses. Come to find out, Kaleida was disqualified from the bidding process altogether. The contract was turned in 16 minutes late. I should say the proposal was turned in 16 minutes late. Things kind of erupted from there. There was kind of this unusual public back and forth between the school district and Kaleida. Parents were starting to ask about the bidding process. It all culminated at City Hall last week. A contentious meeting, and the board ultimately gave the contract to another nursing agency, which will take over July 1st.
And one of the outcomes of this was the resignation of the Park District board member. She felt that she could no longer stay on the board.
Yeah, this was kind of a surprise. I don't think anyone was expecting this. It happened just as the meeting, the public portion of the meeting had ended, and board member Kate Flanagan Priori turned in her resignation as a board member. Priori had been on the board since September. She filled the seat left vacant by Carl Palladino. She's a child psychologist and an employee of Kaleida, so she recused herself from any discussion on the matter or from voting on the matter. But after her resignation, she expressed concerns about how the district handled the process. She raised concerns about parents not getting answers they were looking for and information on this not being made public in a timely manner. You know, she felt strongly enough that there was a lack of, I guess what she describes, a general lack of transparency by the district, which ultimately caused her to resign.
And you and I both covered her news conference where she spoke to reporters to give a little bit more of a statement on why she left.
And when I sat in that room last night and heard some of the comments that were made to parents, to community members, to stakeholders, it occurred to me that I could not, in all good consciousness, sit in that room again.
Yeah, I think it was all part of this back and forth between the school district and Kaleida. You know, I think from the district standpoint, they talk about trying to keep what they refer to as this kind of cone of silence around the bidding process so that no one can kind of influence the outcome of it. You know, as far as the resignation, I think some people felt it maybe was a little drastic or a bit of an overreaction, and maybe she could have done more by staying on the board.
But it doesn't seem like we're going to hear the end of this nursing contract issue, because Kaleida said that they're going to appeal it, and spokesman Mike Hughes said they are reviewing their legal options as well.
We heard that at the press conference the other day. We'll see what happens. They were going to review their options, their legal options. They were reviewing the they requested a lot of information from the district about the bidding process, any communication, and why it took so long for them to be notified that they were disqualified from the process. So it sounds like this isn't the end of the story.
And Jay, you were at the board meeting when they approved this contract. It's supplemental health care.
Yeah, it looks like supplemental health care will provide the bulk of services. I think for the first year, the total is about $6 million. You know, the superintendent gave them, you know, a good endorsement and said that they will have quality nurses ready to go.
The one thing we heard a lot from the parents and the current nurses that are there now was that relationship that they've had with the students.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a big part of the discussion. I mean, it was very emotional, parents and nurses, you know, talking to the board about their relationships with each other and students and having that comfort level there. Again, I think from the district standpoint, they're saying, you know, give them time and those relationships will be built.
Buffalo News education reporter Jay Ray, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Eileen.